running them up the flagpole, proud and true. Stays on all the fire, just me and you. With the crackle of the wood, our laughter takes flight. God bless the USA, everything feels right.
Welcome to another edition of Running Up the Flagpole with Dave, Christine, and Sasha.
I thought we were supposed to introduce ourselves.
Yeah, that's the new opening. Well, the next time.
You forgot something. I'm shocked.
Yeah, really.
What did I forget?
That we were going to introduce ourselves.
Oh.
And it continues.
Oh, and we're sponsored by Flagpole Buddy.
We are sponsored by Flagpole Buddy, yes.
Very good.
See, you forgot that.
No, I just haven't gotten there yet. You two were too busy talking. All in due time.
So how was your weekend? 4th of July, big 4th of July weekend.
It was good. You know, I've been done with summer since January, but it was a good 4th of July.
I don't know why you live in Southern California if you don't like the heat. Get out of the kitchen.
I grew up in Arizona, so I mean, this is a lot better. But I also lived in Kansas.
And I had a wonderful 4th of July.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you go?
I went to Borrego Springs, California.
It's the happiest place on earth.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Especially when you and I are there.
Oh! Alex, the puppy. Yeah, I had a great time, too, except I got...
It was like 107.
I got sunburnt because I stayed in the pool all day. I never had a pool, so I wanted to stay in the pool all day. And I did.
He did.
And who paid the price for that?
Christine.
And that's how marriage works.
Yes, it is.
So I had to stay out of the sun for the next couple of days. Oh. Anyway, no fireworks out in Borrego.
No.
Something about 107 and dry, but it says no fireworks, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
How boring.
Cool.
So, Dave.
Yeah.
What kind of RV do you and Christine have?
We currently have a Class A Allegro bus, 37-foot.
Diesel pusher.
Four slide-outs, yeah.
What made you guys choose that?
Color?
No, because we've tried everything. Ooh. We started out with a tent, then we went to a truck, and then we went to a truck with a tent attached to it. Then we went to a Pace Aero 86, 26 feet, gas. Then we went to... 40-foot Monaco Diplomat, and now we're at the Tiffin.
So it was just a matter of need or want to upgrade? What was...
You know, well, I think it was the wind, the desert wind.
Because the wind blows your tent down. Mm-hmm. As much as we were camping in the desert, it was blowing everything down, and you just... So we got inside, which is great, and Pace was really a good RV.
It was.
I bought it from my old boss, Jack.
But it had a corner bed.
No corner beds, huh?
No corner beds.
It was a gas engine, but man, that thing flew... Jack put headers on it, and he tuned that thing up. It was a rocket. Going up hills, I'd pass every RV. It was great.
Didn't we establish in a prior episode that Dave's driving is terrifying? This further proves the point. Everything's got to go fast, real fast.
NASCAR fast. That's good. Well, that's why we had to get rid of the Diplomat. It was going too slow.
Have you seen people that are racing RVs, down the drag?
No.
Oh, we're going to have to show you.
Oh, wait a minute. We test drove one on Daytona in Florida. Remember that?
We drove around the Daytona 500 track.
That was, it was
in a 40-foot RV. Yeah.
That's got to be a moment that, a core memory for you, Dave.
It was a core memory. Yeah, it was cool. We were down there doing a show. They had a test drive, and I said, hey, let's go do this. Mm-hmm. She said, I can't leave the booth. Michelle's got it. Come on, let's go.
Mm-hmm. And, that's pretty cool.
It was cool, but they wouldn't let me drive on the bank.
Well, I
kind of understand that, I guess. But I could have got it fast enough.
You've chance. Gotta go fast. Go fast always. Yeah. Fast.
We got into the Diplomat, and the Diplomat was nice. It was big, and it had slides. It was one of the first units to ever have slides, I think. I don't know. It had two bathrooms. So it worked out really great when we had relatives over. My mom and Christine's mom would stay in the living room, and they had their own bathroom. And we would be in the back, so it was really nice.
It was.
Had a big shower. That shower was huge.
I'm waiting for you to say something, Sasha.
Hey, Sasha, what exposure do you have with RVs?
I'm not going to ask her. Oh. You ask her.
Sasha, what kind of exposure do you have to RVs?
So, thanks for asking. asking, Christine. Similar to you guys, I started out in a tent, right? That's how I grew up. We didn't have RVs in my family. We did tent camping. And then once I got older, I met my husband, and his whole family is a big desert group. So we utilize the toy hauler that is his parents when we go to the desert. So that's kind of our option. We got to be able to package up all of our toys, plus have somewhere to sleep. And sometimes we do the tent in the bed of the truck thing, but the toy hauler still has to come. You're not going to fit quads and dirt bikes in the bed of a Tacoma and sleep in it. So as far as everything else, not really my MO, but I've learned a lot being here.
So do you know what a Class C is?
I bet you're going to tell me.
No, not going to tell you. Chris, do you know?
Yeah, I do. A Chevy chassis or any kind of chassis.
Like a van?
A van. Okay. Thank you.
Or a truck. Yeah.
A truck.
Yeah.
And then the camper is on top of it, right, with the overhead.
So the bed's over the driver's area. Yeah, that's
I'm close really having trouble with that. Thank you.
That's okay. It's okay. It's all about, you know, working together. So what's a Super C?
It's a, I know what it looks like.
Okay.
It's just a bigger one on a Freightliner chassis.
Okay. There you go. It's like, it's got a semi front end with a big semi engine in it. Mm-hmm. They're kind of noisy. We looked at one of those, and because the engine's up front, it's noisy. That's why we like the diesel pushers, because the engine's in the back. So up front, you're kind of...
So we could talk. Nice.
Most of the time, yeah.
When he can hear me, yeah.
So, okay. What other class is there?
B.
There you go.
Yeah. And that's like the Sprinter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Sprinter. So it's basically a van conversion. Remember back in the 60s? No, you wouldn't remember the 60s.
Do you remember the 60s?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, unfortunately, I remember some of the 60s, but back then they used to have the vans, you know, all fixed up Dodge van, the Chevy van. Those would be a Class B. Now, about it, yeah, they're a van conversion, although it was not a conversion into motorhome, it was into a love palace. The waterbed in back, the opera windows.
They would not have a waterbed in the back.
Oh, yes, they would.
Well, I'm glad I was born in the year I was born in.
What year was that, Sasha?
More recent.
So Gen Z, is that what?
No, I am not a Gen Z.
She's
we're
a
not
millennial.
Yes, I am of the millennial group, proving the stereotypes incorrect.
The baby boomers, of course, was the best generation, except the greatest generation was the generation that fought World War II, which actually had the baby boomers, like me.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Gen X.
What's an X? Gen X.
What my parents do? Are Gen X.
Oh, and what did they do besides?
They gave me life.
Yeah. Okay. So let's back up. What good things did they do in life?
You hired me twice. You hired me two times. Not once, but two times. Can't be that bad, can I?
You can't fix stupid.
So you guys are in a Class A.
Yes, mm-hmm. We are.
How long have you guys been RVing?
30 years.
Because we had the Diplomat for 20 years.
And the Pace, yeah.
Yeah, at least 25.
Mm-hmm. So over that 25-year time frame, if you had to think back to like one story that sticks out, just one, what is it?
When we were trying to dump the poo-poo tank in the morning, and it was like right next to the next camper picnic table where the poo-poo station was. And they were eating bacon and eggs.
So I'm over there.
Yeah, go ahead.
I put it in the drain thing for the poo-poo. And then walked back to the RV, turned the handle. It runs out. By time I saw the hose pop out and poo splattered all over the ground and everything, I shut it off. But it's too late. I mean, you got it all over the place. And
so those poor people, they just kept eating. They just kept eating.
They finished breakfast. I apologize, but shit happens.
How about you, Dave? Memorable story. Are you going to add to the poo-poo chronicles of Dave?
Mother-in-law was over. This is a new one with the a new RV. We didn't know the water levels. And she got out of the bathroom. She says, it just spit at me. Like, what did? It's a toilet. I'm just, what? Get out. And it had filled all the way up. Not good. We had to empty it by hand. That was not pretty.
By hand or like by cup or bowl? When it spit, was it clean or dirty water? There's so many bits of this.
We used the popcorn bowl, if I remember right. Do we still use that bowl?
Long pause for dramatic effect.
It was. We just had popcorn the other night, so.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Think about it. Thinking what she had to think. I'm scraping the butter off the bottom of the bowl. Was that the bowl we filled with toilet water?
Remind me if I ever come over. We're not watching movies and eating popcorn at your house.
So did you guys see the flood in Texas? Did you hear about that?
That's really sad.
My heart breaks.
Yeah.
Over this flood.
It does, definitely.
Yeah. It was awful. There was a lot of RVs. There was at least 3 RV resorts that got wiped out. You can see some of it on the news, them lifting people off RVs by helicopter.
They still haven't found like over 150 people.
I know.
I was listening to the sermon from my church this weekend, and the pastor was sharing how there was a young girl that was found 12 miles away from the campsite up in a tree. And that's how she ended up surviving.
Wow. That'll be a good wait till she tells her story. That'll be a good story. There was a lot of heroes. There was a guy who was in the reserves or Coast Guard, I think it was. This was like his first mission. He'd just gotten awarded rescue duty or whatever, and he rescued at least 150 people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. The police, they were really great. One group tied themselves to a water hose and went out into the floodwaters to rescue some people.
Awesome to see, especially in today's time, to see people come together to help others and save lives instead of fighting and arguing and all the things.
But Sasha, isn't Flagpole Buddy doing something to help?
Yes. So, starting today, July 9th, we are going to donate $5 from every order to Samaritan's Purse to help with relief for the Texas flooding. We really want to be able to do something. With the blessings we have, we're obligated to go help other people that need it. So that's the plan. So you can expect every order in July, $5 of every order is getting donated.
Great.
Don't we do that for other victims?
For the wildfires
in
LA.
Right.
We did it for
Hurricane Helene. We're just sitting in our little corner over here in San Diego, and we want to do whatever we can do to help. So on a little bit of a lighter note, kind of sad, but kind of awesome. Ozzy Osbourne farewell tour. Anybody see it?
I saw him sitting in the chair, and I thought, oh, how sad, he can't get up. But
did he get
the music was great.
We did. We only saw a little snippet,
yeah.
A snippet on YouTube or something.
Did he, Sasha?
I don't know. I just saw the snippets all over social media. I haven't watched the whole thing, but I thought seeing it, you know, this whole man's life, I was excited to just see him be able to be there still singing. Wild. And it takes me back to my childhood. My dad, I think, still has that as his ringtone. Mama, I'm coming home, for when my grandma calls him. So watching it, I thought about my dad. And it's just a multi-generational talent, that man. My dad and Ozzy.
Didn't he, like, bite the head off bats back in the day?
That was the whole thing, yeah. He bit the head off of a... did it end up being a bat or was it a bird? And, like, it got taken out of context. Hold on. Let me...
Asking to Google. I'm just trying to figure out why your dad would like somebody who bites the head off
his bat. Music is great. You didn't listen to Black Sabbath or Ozzy growing up?
No, it was too hard rock for me. Yeah, my parents Barry Manilow.
Didn't look for listen to it either.
No, your parents were logical.
My parents were logical. Listen here, Dave.
Yours were more hippies.
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, not mine.
Yeah. My parents
his family was like the who is the lady that wore the pearls and the two little boys?
Leave It to Beaver? Like June Cleaver. Mom was like June Cleaver.
Oh, and then mine was like the hippie family.
Yeah.
The Partridge family.
Yeah, you could say that, kind of, yeah.
So mine was like the big hair, heavy metal, 80s kind of people?
Well, yeah.
We're rocking in the back of a van on the way to an Ozzy Osbourne concert?
Yeah, maybe, or a station wagon, I'm thinking.
So during a 1982 concert,
a waterbed involved?
Not in a station wagon. You don't put waterbeds in station wagons.
Ozzy bit the head off of a bat.
See?
That a 17-year-old fan threw on the stage in 82. Maybe it was my parents.
Oh, God. 82. Let's see, you weren't around. All right. I was into the Monkees, Beatles, Elton John. Oh, yeah. But none of that hard rock stuff. Mm. Sabbath and The Dead. Me.
We listened to everything growing up. We listened to heavy metal, country,
Barry Manilow.
Rap, Barry Manilow.
No way.
I mean, I grew up on music. What?
Joan Baez? Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan, yes.
Bob Dylan.
Oh. We listened to everything. Music is a huge part of my life growing up. And now, as an adult, I have a very eclectic taste.
Good word, eclectic. You should write that up on the board, David.
Not in Dave's dictionary. He wouldn't use that. Mm. It's actual normal English.
Oh, I know.
A plethora of music. That's what I am.
You're a plethora of music?
Phantom of the Opera is one of my favorites.
Great. So we all saw Ozzy. We all have a mixed bag of emotions about it.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty cool.
I just don't understand how he can actually talk like he's not coherent, like he's not anything, and then he can sing like, you know, great. It's amazing. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I'm thinking that maybe I'm like that.
Yeah, I had a feeling that's where this was.
What, you can't sing, but no. You can talk?
No, I can't talk.
I didn't think he could do either.
But I could sing. Karaoke.
Oops. You guys have fun editing tonight, so you're going to mix editing and packing and cleaning all together. Are you guys going to make it to work tomorrow?
I don't know. Depends how this podcast goes.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, boy.
So far, there's only been like one little thing of editing.
There's another.
Wait. Wait until you do it. I'll let you do it. What was my last one? 3 hours? Yeah. And we didn't even publish it.
So, okay. Sasha, have you been working hard today or hardly working?
I'm hardly working. Couldn't get the words out. So, I have a little bin here of... What are you doing to the poor microphone?
I need to shake. I just discovered it.
Okay. I have a little bowl here with some random things we're going to talk about. So, I'm going to put my little hand in here and pick something out. So, Dave, who's your celebrity crush? This is so much more fun to talk about.
Oh, man. You know, over the years, you've had, you know, everybody's got crushes. I happened to marry one, which is great.
Aww. We should have an aw button.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, where's the clapping?
There's no don't get that again.
Or the laughing one. Wait, no. That's wrong.
You're the one that's asked for it.
Since when do I get what I asked for? Okay. All right, so crush. Oh, Emily Campagno. I think that's how you pronounce it. Campagne. No, Campagno.
Campagno.
Emily Campagno.
It sounds like she has like four O's at the end of her name when you say it.
I know. I say it sexy. He's like, Emily Campagno.
He's like drooling.
Campagno. She's amazing. We noticed her on Gutfeld. She's on Outnumbered, The Five. She does special reporting for Fox. While she was going to law school, she was a cheerleader for the Raiders. She shoots guns.
And pew, 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 pew.
Not finger guns, real guns. Not pew, 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 pew.
Sorry, I don't have that sound effect.
And she drives a 72 Mustang Mach 1 red with flames. That's her car. And she's, needless to say, she's really hot. Oh my gosh. She's gorgeous. And she talks really great. And she talks so fast.
She talks fast.
Oh my God, it's fast. Wow. Huh? What? She's amazing. She's really smart. That's what I like in a girl. That's what I was looking for, brains. That's what I like.
Then you got Christine and you got brains and beauty.
I know. There you go. Oh, look at that. Oh, sweet.
She's so cute. Look at her.
She's a keeper. My starter wife.
How dare you?
What?
What?
She can be your starter wife and your ending wife. No refunds.
No refunds, yeah.
We got married by a jazz singer.
And yes, it was legal.
We think. It was on the Virgin Islands, St. Thomas.
But we renewed our vows.
Did we sign anything then?
Yes, we did.
We did? Are you sure? I can see your teeth clenching.
I'm sure you guys have some sort of paperwork sign that says you are married to one another in the eyes of whichever, I'm assuming, California.
I don't know.
No, Saint we got Thomas, married in St. Thomas.
St. Thomas, Virgin Islands.
Is that what your marriage certificate says?
Yeah, U.S. territory. Mm-hmm. Jazz singer, he says, hey, you know, after you're done with this, you go down and listen to me play some music tonight. Yeah, right. Wedding night, I'm going to go listen to music? I don't think so.
Be making music.
Ooh, snap.
These buttons are a lot of fun, huh, Christine?
Yeah, they are.
Okay. All right, so let's see, Christine, who's your crush?
Justin Hartley. And for those of you who don't know who he is, he was on This Is Us, and then he's currently on Tracker.
Didn't he dance in a movie?
Oh, he did dance in a movie.
What? Naked?
What? Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What, was it Bad Santa?
No. Also a good movie. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's a Bad Mom's Christmas.
Bad Mom's Christmas.
He's naked?
He's a stripper.
He was a stripper.
Was he the policeman or was he the Indian?
It was Santa Claus.
He was a Santa stripper bringing the gifts.
Oh, God.
Ooh, coming down your chimney.
And it also relates to RVs because he runs around the country with a GMC truck towing an Airstream.
In Tracker, not as Santa that's half naked.
That's true.
Oh, we don't want to scare the children. Yeah. Bringing gifts for all the good girls and boys.
Santa comes in the trailer.
Poor Santa. Uh-huh. All the moms would be happy.
Yeah, they would.
Wow. So I guess we have one other person to ask about their crush. Would that be Janet?
No, that would be Sasha.
I have quite the list. It's extensive. But if I had to pick my number one, it'd be Charlie Hunnam.
Nobody knows who that is.
Yes, they do, and he's a pineapple. Mm.
He probably looks like your husband.
He does look a lot like Larry.
The crush of the week cannot be your husband.
Larry is just a mini one.
Oh.
Listen. You guys can't judge me.
Hello,
you can't judge me because God blessed me with such a fine husband. Christine, are you okay? Was it the little arms that got you? Charlie Hunnam, Sons of Anarchy, The Gentleman, Pacific Rim, King Arthur, all some of his movies. A lot of them shirtless. It's really great.
Pacific Rim, I saw that one.
Yeah, he's in Pacific Rim.
Isn't that the aliens come down or something?
Sure.
Was he one of the aliens? Or was
no.
What was the one was he?
He is out of this world.
You asked for it.
I did, didn't I?
You really did.
He's beautiful. And he has an English accent. Delicious.
Well, there you go.
Beautiful specimen of a man.
My all-time... crush, yes. Rick Springfield.
What?
Even Sasha knows about Rick Springfield.
I mean, I like him too, but not that much.
What?
To be a crush?
Yeah.
He's not pretty. He's not. Dr. Noah Wiley. What was his name?
I think
in General Hospital.
Yeah, he's in General Hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what General Hospital is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was Rick Springfield.
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah, yeah. Dr. something.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you could probably Google it, but not now.
I thought we were talking about Bruce Springsteen earlier.
No.
Oh.
So wait.
Oh, so you didn't know,
you don't
know who I was talking
to. No! I thought when we were talking earlier that you had said...
She doesn't know.
In other words...
No, because...
We were talking about our crushes earlier.
Because it was the 80s music.
Don't you guys
Rick
work?
Springfield.
Nobody ever works.
It came up on the radio.
You were taking a nap before this even started. What do you mean nobody works?
It was my think tank time.
That was the smoke I was smelling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, and Emily Campagna might be getting a divorce from Peter.
And next week, we talk about how Dave, Christine, and Campagna become a throuple.
No.
Oh. Emily.
You sound like you'll be arrested soon.
Emily. We've been here so many times before.
If you guys didn't know, that is a song.
My good friend Casey Turner. We should have him in here. We should have Casey do a song in here.
We should actually have it on the pad.
No, we should invite people. Who should we bring?
Casey.
Okay, besides Casey, Charlie Hunnam. Should I reach out to him?
Maybe Mamba. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who he is?
Yeah, isn't this the guy that raced for us?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He should come.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like
when the NASCAR season's over, he'll have some time.
He's a pretty good guy, yeah.
Yeah.
I vote yes.
Be cool. He's funny.
All right. So we've talked about what an eclectic, there's that word again, message we've had today. We've talked about RVs, types of RVs, who we have hall passes with.
We didn't talk hall pass here.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Anyways, on to the next topic. So we talked about unfortunate events in Texas, Aussie. Interesting.
Donating.
Yeah, don't forget, Shop Flagpole Buddy. $5 of every transaction is getting donated to help these families who are going through the unthinkable.
Yes.
All right. I think that's it this week. So we'll be back next week with...
Running it up the flagpole.
No.
Oh, no, that is what they call us. But his name's Dave.
Christine.
And myself. We'll see you next week.
Running them up the flagpole, proud and true. Stays another fire, just me and you. With the crackle of the wood, our laughter takes flight. God bless the USA, everything feels right.